All those men that hate you listening to this, you can start over. It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
You can unlearn all of that.
And yeah.
And as much as you may hate you or me, something could have struck a chord. And maybe ruminate on that. Maybe think about that.
That's why I'm saying hate, believe it or not, is an emotion. And if I made you feel something,
you might love
yourself,
me.
That's what I say. Ask yourself why. What did I make you feel? Yeah. Why did you feel upset by that? Mm-hmm. I think I'm like, it's much more nuanced than you think. Yeah. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave. Obviously, look at me. I'm BTS AF today. I'm so excited, and I'm also excited for my guest today. It's the one and only Victoria Paris.
Hello. Woo! Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm fired up, stoked.
The first time I ever saw you, I was trying to think about it on the way down here. Like the first time I ever saw you, I think the first time I saw your video, that was when you put those giant ice cubes in your glass.
Bro, that was forever ago. I was like tweaking out on way too much Adderall. I was in school, just cracked out. And it was a period, honestly.
It was a time. That was an era. That was your large ice cube era. Now you're onto your girl boss era.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I tell my guests this all the time, but like obviously I'm a huge fan of everybody I bring on the show. But I also like hand pick the topics that I always choose. Yeah. So like I picked being a girl boss. That's what we're going to talk about today. So when I tell you being a girl boss, like what's like the first thing that comes to mind for you?
I think a girl boss is somebody who's entrepreneurial. I think it's something that you can very much be born with or like acquire through like either personal experience or work.
Yeah. Well, I also think too, like it's also funny because we obviously like to make fun of men here all the time. But at the same time, I think men use the term girl boss to try and like antagonize us for a while.
Or belittle.
Yeah, and like make us feel stupid, right? Lesser than like they always do. But we've found a way to like switch it up. So now we use it ironically.
But
also unironically. I think they really hate that.
Yeah, I mean the idea of an empowered woman is not a fun one for them.
Yeah, and also like taking jokes that they make at our expense.
Yeah.
And then flipping them.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean like
know all about that.
All their hate comments, all their viewage just grows you.
Yeah.
You know, just like bring it on.
Yeah, I've talked about that before because like I get hate all the time. I'm sure you get hate too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get lots of hate, primarily men.
Yeah.
They're my big. I mean, there's a really thin line between love and hate.
Oh yeah.
So at this point, it's like
they love
do
to
you
hate
really
you.
Hate me, or are you just my biggest fan? You know what I mean?
yeah. I find that I get a lot of hate from women because I'm on like a different side of TikTok than but it's still like in my personal life, in my day to day, it's men who hate me that meet me in person, or men that I try to work with, and it's like, who are you to show up and like assert so much dominance or take up so much space as a woman, and they never expect it.
Oh yeah.
And then when you open your mouth, it's like jarring and abrasive, and they are like so turned off by it.
Oh yeah, I get that all the time. They're like, if you were like smaller and quieter, I'm like,
oh yeah,
I would what?
Yeah,
have a man, have a career, done.
Oh, already
check,
got it.
Check, bitch. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Period.
That's checked off the list, babe. I don't need to worry about that. So, like, what would you say was when you first started entering your girl boss era, like for real?
Oh my gosh, I would say like when I like. Girl boss era for me was before TikTok. It was working at a fintech startup and realizing that every single male counterpart at the company was getting paid double me. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, this is you never like, obviously we hear about like wage gap and pay inequality and it's just like something you know about as a woman. And then when you really find out that it's happening to you, it is like, so like, oh my God, me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting paid less than a man. That's like, crazy.
I don't even talk about this, but I do.
Oh my God.
Surreal.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait,
yeah.
I'm asking like my friends that like are also working in the city. And I'm like, is this happening to you too? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, bro, this isn't okay. Like,
yeah,
this, say something. Like, I went up to my boss and I was like, this is f-ing ridiculous. Like, if you're not going to match our wages, like, why am I working here? Do you not respect me or my labor or my work or what I bring to the f-ing table?
Yeah.
And that was like the first time I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Girl boss, like villain origin story was right there, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, mine was probably working at the NFL.
Yeah,
I said it before, so I could say it again. I get all nervous. Like, they're going to, like, snipe me while I'm sitting here. But, yeah, the NFL is probably my...
And then they ask you to, like, come for, like, a halftime show, like, in a few years, and you're like,
they
hey,
never
so...
will. Not. Maybe.
They will.
Hey, listen, let me know.
Yeah.
I'll clear my schedule.
They'll double down.
All I need is an apology.
Just like just like one liner.
Just say sorry and mean it.
Just tweet it.
I know, literally. Okay, so that I think we have very similar stories in that sense because I worked with all men too.
Yeah.
So I worked in an all male environment. Yeah. There were some women, but not a lot of women.
Yeah.
And also, like, when you're someone who has very strong opinions,
yeah,
and someone who knows exactly what you want, have a very clear vision, they tend to not like that very much.
Yeah,
they tend
yeah
to get very defensive.
Yeah,
like you're gonna take their spot.
Yeah,
which
yeah
I will,
which I can.
Yeah, if we didn't girl boss on our own, we would have.
No,
right? Period, we yeah went off yeah and paved our own girl boss way.
Yeah, I mean, I just like got to this point where I was like, I don't want to work for somebody ever again. I want to answer to myself, and like I know what's best for me, and I know what like skill set I bring to the table. And if you're not going to pay me what I'm worth, I'm going to go be self-employed.
There you go. That's a, you, honestly, I applaud you, and thank it's you working.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's working.
Yeah,
and it's way more fulfilling than we ever thought it would oh be yeah otherwise.
You know oh, what way I mean more stressful than you ever thought it would be too.
Like, oh yeah, it yeah comes with it's a whole new wave of like.
Yeah, but I mean, I would hardship rather this than that.
Same. Yeah. It's a small price to pay, I think.
Yeah.
Given the, I always tell people the pros far outweigh the cons.
Yeah.
Like considering what we were doing, because like before, I would commute 2.5 hours one way, sitting in my car.
Yeah.
And I would just drive to work and I'd be miserable at work and then I'd drive 2.5 hours
yeah
home.
Yeah.
Leave before the sun came up, get home when the sun was down. Yeah. I was going insane, low-key.
I just think about like the anxiety I would get whenever I felt like something was off in work, and it didn't end same from 9 to 5. It like crept into like dinner. It crept into the morning before the commute there. I was like so stressed out over like what my boss thought or what was happening.
Same.
And I was like, yo, I'd rather just be stressed out over what I think about myself. Yeah, like I'd rather be how much out I'm making for myself.
I know. I made this joke. I think it might have been with Brittany when she was on, but we were talking about how like, it's like you get a new set of problems, but they're like much different problems. So like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, I have to film brand deals today. That's nothing compared to having to like go to work.
Oh, commute, yeah.
Be stressed, be depressed while you're at work. I yeah was like in my major depression era when yeah I was working
yeah
9 to 5.
Yeah, I also felt like I like sacrificed all my personal passions. Like I couldn't work out. I couldn't go running because I was same like so consumed by somebody else's like what they needed from me.
Yeah.
And especially as a woman, the problem with there is a problem with the term girl boss, like with as a woman to be a girl boss as we all know it is to work 110% while men are bringing 50.
Yeah.
And that is f-ed up. To be a girl boss is not to work harder than your male counterpart. It's to be to know your worth and yeah ask for that.
Yeah,
and
literally
work the exact same amount. You don't need to prove any extra or any more to be yeah to have a spot at the table.
Yeah, they have to keep the screws a lot tighter yeah than men do.
Yeah, and yeah
otherwise you're already starting from zero and they're starting from 50.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
so
like
you gotta, like work twice as hard for less pay and less yeah recognition.
Yeah. So when you talk about like the like depression you experience or the commute and like the anxiety, it's like I find a lot of men try to relate and I'm like, you will never relate to feeling like you always have to give more and yeah always do better and always like
yeah.
Also, I remember when I was a personal trainer, like showing up, I interviewed with like makeup and my hair done and they were like, oh, like hired immediately, no experience working in a gym, nothing like that. I've spoken publicly about working at Equinox and how mm-hmm I was hired at age 19, having never lifted a weight in my life. I applied for a free internship because I couldn't afford the gym at the time and I just wanted to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, let's hire you full time as a trainer while you're in college. And so I started
a trainer?
Yeah. Like they put me on the floor.
You didn't have to be certified?
No, you don't have to be certified for the first 6 months. So
that's crazy.
You could be in the process of getting certified. Yeah. So they basically put me on the floor to just like thought me out and like put me out on the floor and just be like a hot girl. And so when I showed
so,
up
like,
to work,
sell memberships.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or just talk to the older men. That's all they wanted. And when I would show that's up weird to work with no makeup, they'd be like, you look really tired.
Maybe
like,
you should go home early.
Are you okay? And I'm like, bro, you. This is my body of work. Dude, like
maybe you should take today off.
Yeah.
No, maybe
fully. They like
put
started
this
like
bag on your head and go home.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 Like, Miss Butterface over here. Like, get the out. Like, I don't give a how good your body is. Like, bring me face or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, girl, it's not giving today. Yeah,
it's not giving enough.
It's not giving enough.
Not enough memberships were sold this month. So like, can you maybe put on some lashes? Like, yeah. And I'm like, damn. Yeah. You.
For me. I think I need that. I've yeah been that way. I actually, shockingly enough, honestly, I'll say this because I don't give a damn. But like when I was in senior in college, I was a journalism major. So I did like a senior capstone doing journalism shit. So I was like doing all kinds of programs and like filming myself all the time. That's like how I got used to filming yeah myself yeah and editing and all of that. And I remember the first time I wore like a full face And I put like a flower in my ear. I went to the University of Hawaii. So like they love that shit.
Wait, that's
so
sick.
When you put a say in your ear. So I did that. I filmed stand-ups, like reporting live, like that type of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I filmed it, I had my professor who was a woman at the time. Like she literally was going over my work. And she told me, the context doesn't really matter as long as you look good. She told me that all the time. She's like, you need to look like this every time. It really doesn't matter anything else. I'm like, okay, but what about the story? Like,
what about what's going on?
Story, yeah. Like, does it need? She goes, none of that really matters. If you focus on being pretty, then you'll get far in this. And that right there made me want to quit. I was like, I don't want to do that shit. I really hate that. I really hate being targeted for that. Cause yeah. It's just
yeah. Growing up,
makes me angry. It makes me want to be ugly on purpose.
Literally, like me filming videos, like I spoke about this with Morgan, basically like saying like I never understood like there's that whole like rumor that Post Malone smells, you know, and like all these famous people like they become super famous and super successful and like kind of like just don't care about their image or like any of that, like the way they look. Yeah. And I kind of understand that now because like my success is not determined off how I look.
Same.
And so I stopped showing up and I stopped doing my makeup and I stopped caring for a very long time, which made me depressed and not like think I was beautiful because I could like you like literally sit in the toilet and film a video and I do well. And then I was like, well, why does it matter how I look? And so I just like gave up on myself for a little bit. And that was really hard, especially I grew up like in North Carolina and my parents were very traditional and they were like, if you take care of yourself, if you look beautiful, if you take care of your body, like you will have a husband who will take care of you. Mm-hmm. And now to be like dating women, like not like
so you went a hard left.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like
No. As soon as you said that, I'm like, checked out. I'm doing something else.
Yeah, and I started to resent, like, honestly looking good and, like, doing my hair and my makeup because I just was like, that. Like,
it's like that, oh my gosh, it's like that TikTok I saw where this girl's like, I was so against doing makeup because I didn't want to, that now I don't know how to do makeup
anymore. Oh, I fully don't know how to.
In my full 20s, like, I genuinely don't know how to do hair or makeup now because I refused to do it when I was younger.
Yeah, no, like,
I understand.
I was so good when I was younger, like, full bust down, like, I could do makeup when I was younger. Now I'm like, you give me eyeliner and I'm like, like, I can't. And I'm like, you know, it like I don't care. I would embrace my bare face.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you steer one way too hard and that starts to hurt you. You steer the other way, you're going towards patriarchy.
Yeah, that's why so I strive for like body neutrality and even like neutrality towards my look. But then I find that my spectrum of emotions and like enjoying the way I look is very limited. Like I don't get excited over how I look very often anymore because I have neutrality. But I also don't get severely depressed over the way I look anymore.
Yeah, it's all give and take. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I've joked about this before, but like obviously when I do stuff like this, I'm like full glam.
Yeah,
I pay someone to do this to me. Yeah. But like when I film all my other shit, nothing. Like I don't got anything on my face. I'm on the toilet 90% of the time. So when they see pictures when I'm like this, they're like, oh, Photoshop. Some people accuse me of getting work done. And I was like, bitch, you just see me like ugly 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And now you're mad because your dick wiggled a little when you saw what I really look like. Now you're mad because you're like, oh, wait a second.
But also like you're so dumb for thinking that. Because I'm operating a business at zero expenses. I'm sitting on the toilet ripping videos that pay more than you would get in a year. So like if you're mad about it, like take it up.
Zero overhead.
Zero.
I'll tell you that much.
Zero. Not paying for any hair, no makeup, pure profits. It costs you nothing to do what you do. The business is so lucrative and people don't understand that.
Yeah.
And you are investing into yourself every time you do glam and hair and makeup. And I don't even need to invest into the videos that much for them to be successful. I'm sorry that you don't understand that. Like sucks for you.
I'm sorry they're not paying that.
And especially
bummer.
Having the female experience where you like need to show up and look a certain way.
Yeah.
To be taken seriously, which is what you experience, what I experience, like it makes you resent it.
No, truly. That's a really good point. That's I say that all the time too, about as far as like what it costs to do what I do. I mean, if it's
your mental health.
Yeah. You calling me ugly?
Period. I'll take it. For a check, you would too.
Yeah, that's what I say. And you would do it too, for a check too.
Sorry.
I know, literally. I think that all the time too when you do brand deals. Like, I've even said to, I've talked about this before with other creators, but I've tweeted about it, but I was like, honestly, like, we put out so much content for free, like, constantly, that sometimes you're going to have to watch this ad, babe. Sometimes you're going to have to watch it, and you better like it, and you better comment on it.
Yeah.
That's what I always think is little price to pay.
I mean, like, also, the thing is like, our job as a content creator, like, I view content creation as, like, developing your own reality show. Like, if you can subsidize content enough to ratio ads, people won't care. If you're developing 20 videos and can do one ad, I think that what you do and what I do is so special that we can do so much of it that it outweighs the ads, and there's so little viewage of ads that you can really build a successful business. Because when you're an artist and it takes months to make one video, you can't, the ads are so abrupt and so abrasive to
the scroll. Point where people are like, all you do is ads.
Yeah,
like,
that's because all they see. What they do takes, well, what a lot of artists do takes a lot more time than what I do, and I'm a personality, and I'm super grateful that people love me for me. And
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and also, speaking of, like, paying influencers, like, I've seen videos on TikTok before where people are, like, making fun of, like, the fact that influencer marketing, like, people that work in influencer marketing are, like, trying to convince influencers to do deals for a lot of money. Meanwhile, they're getting paid, like, $20 an hour or something like that. And I've seen it, and they're funny because I've been on both sides of that. But at the same time, I think, like, agencies save millions of dollars utilizing influencer marketing. Like, they save lots of money paying one person than, like, buying a billboard for the next 3 months. So, like, it's all relative to the person. But I also think, once again, you would do it for a check too.
Oh yeah. And if you
would do the same thing.
People also don't think about the sheer amount of, like, recognition. Like, even if an ad doesn't necessarily sell out a product, just mentioning the brand name gives, like, brand recognition and credibility. Yeah. And, like, the way that if it circulates to a million people and they hear the name of your company, it adds value to the brand, value added.
Yeah.
And investing into influencers is always investing into value added, not necessarily products sold. And people don't understand that. And also, the huge problem in the industry is going through these third parties, like influencer marketing agencies or consulting groups or whatever, when brands themselves aren't apt or equipped to contract out influencers directly.
Yeah.
And so that's where people who aren't in the industry don't understand that there are so many layers to get through to get to an influencer to pay them.
Yeah.
The check doesn't come straight from Nike.
Yeah.
It goes through four other hands.
Yeah. And it also doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't even tell you how long I was on TikTok before I started making livable money, bitch. Like, I can't even tell you. I was doing that shit for free for a long time.
Same, yeah.
So a lot of time they think, like, overnight you become a millionaire. So whenever you do anything, they're like, aren't you rich now? That's not how it works.
And are you mad about it? Yeah, well, you are.
Also, you have to think, too, when you make more money, you acquire more expense.
Oh, my God, to spend more.
Exactly. Yeah. And you have to, like, subsidize your business.
Yeah.
If you have other expenses to take care of, your personal expenses, your family's, like.
Oh, and paying Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
You forgot about that one.
God. Yeah.
And staying on top of your taxes, being a law abiding citizen, setting up the business so it's lucrative and everybody gets paid and I get paid and I pay Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's just hiring a team.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Like, people think anybody can do this and anybody can do this, but to do it successfully takes a girl boss.
Yeah.
Period.
To sustain.
Yes.
That's
a
girl boss.
Yes.
You gotta be a girl boss.
To be investing, to be saving, to be, like, just cognitive of money in and out and what the next 5 years could look like takes a girl boss.
Yeah.
And
truly.
Girl boss, gender neutral.
Yeah. I'm saying it can apply to anybody. Anybody can be a girl boss. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So totally. That's a great segue into our topic today, which is obviously being a girl boss. We know very well what it's like to be a girl boss. I think we're pretty damn good at it, to be honest.
Period.
So here on the comment section, for those of you that don't know, what we like to do is bring videos that I was tagged in here, and then we like to rip them up, share some laughs and giggles, and talk about the comments, also obviously called the comment section. So for this first video that we have, it's basically, I always like to give a breakdown of the video. So a girl, she basically starts out saying that a girl boss is just someone who owns their own business, but then she says, like, explains that a girl boss is someone who owns their own life more so.
Yeah.
It's more so has control, like both hands on the wheel, essentially. And then she goes down her 8 rules to being a girl boss. So if you had to think of, like, a rule, like, if you have multiple, that's fine too, to being a girl boss, like, what would be your most important rule, would you think?
Being articulate. I think as a woman, like, the grasp of language and being able to paint a picture when you speak is the most important thing, because a lot of times you're just summed up to your visual appearance. Mm-hmm. And people are so caught up over what you look like and not what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And being articulate is number one for me.
That's actually a really good one. What about like when it comes to the business?
The business, oh my God, being financially literate, which again is a tool that most women are not given. It's somebody's going to pay for you. Your husband's going to pay for everything. Dad's going to put you through college, which was my experience, which I was super privileged for. But also then what?
Yeah.
After that, then what?
Then like, well, then you're on your own.
Oh yeah, like nobody ever told taught me how to budget or like balance or like how much you're supposed to be saving, how much you should put away for taxes, how much you should be like what your expenses should look like.
Yeah,
that's
living within your means.
Number one for a girl boss,
even when you make really good money,
always
like staying within your means. I think a lot of times the allure of a lot of money is to be able to buy a lot of things or expensive things, and which is okay. You're allowed to do that too. It's your money, right? But at the same time, we got to think long term, right? Because everything is fleeting in this life unless you lay down the foundation now. Whether you're working or you're doing this, I think like your job is never guaranteed. I think that too.
Oh, yeah.
Because when people are like, aren't you afraid? Like, what if this comes to an end? You could get fired at any point. I got fired.
Any job. Any job is volatile. Like, yeah. The idea of job security is a construct. You can be fired any day. And also, I think like something that we could even be glazing over ourselves is that 50% of Americans are in debt. You know? So like 50% of people in your comment section, broke.
Broke people should never laugh.
And like, we've all been there. That's the thing. Like, it's not something to laugh at. It's something that we should be given the tools to not be in.
Yeah, I
and
feel
if 50% of people are falling into the debt category, it's an issue societally or...
No, truly.
In as a country.
No, literally.
It's not just like our problem. It's the problem that financial literacy is not easily accessible or like easily taught.
Yeah. And then I think too, you have to also keep in mind that social media is fake a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
So when you see people who flex a lot, a lot of expensive things, like a lot of times it's not real. A lot of times those cars, those houses,
a write-off.
Yeah. Right? They're literally all for looks. They're not, they're not something they purchase. If they did, that's a bad move. Because when you start making big purchases like that with no, like, thinking about longevity. Also, when it comes to like job security, like you were saying,
farce.
I'm like, you think a job's gonna care more about you than you care about you?
Oh yeah, like that's you ride for yourself.
No, truly. And when I got fired, right? When I got fired, I was like so lost at the time because I was like, what am I gonna do? Like I built my whole personality around doing this, and this is like a big piece of who I was. Now what?
Identity.
Yeah, and so I was worried. So I was thinking I should go back and get another job. But then when I started thinking about working for myself, because at that time, both my parents retired themselves and they're in their 40s.
Good for them.
So both my parents are retired. My sister's full, like, works for herself too. Everybody was working for themselves except me when I was at the NFL.
Yeah.
So I was like, do I want to do this or do I want to work for me? And literally my mom told me, she's like, you're never going to work harder for anyone than you will for yourself. Yeah. And I was like, that's true.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'd rather work for me.
Very similar.
I'd rather
story,
get fired by myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fire myself.
Yeah.
My dad worked for himself. So when we were kids, my dad worked in finance and my parents met working in finance. They were like coding. And then my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but my dad was working for himself and being raised by a man who stressed every day over like putting food on the table, like taking care of us. And like he saw the value of a dollar and he taught us the value of a dollar. Mm-hmm. But for that not to be, the entrepreneurial spirit was passed down to me. The financial literacy wasn't. It was something I had to fall so many times. I mean, I had like $100 in my bank account until I was like 21.
Same.
And it was like, when is this going to get? When is this going to change? When am I going to like take control of my life and be financially autonomous and shoot for myself?
Yeah.
And that's something that like I had to teach myself and fail at multiple times.
Yeah.
And people go bankrupt. People become millionaires, multimillionaires, and go bankrupt again. Like you see it all the time.
Like multiple times.
Yeah. Like it's a learning process. And
yeah.
Being rich is nothing if you can't sustain it, and even being financially literate is nothing if you can't, like, live by it.
Yeah, I always think, too, like, I've seen before, like, being rich is one thing, but being wealthy is another. Wealth is what sustains.
Yeah.
Rich is something that's fleeting. That could be gone by tomorrow.
Yeah, and also...
if you don't take care of it.
Yeah, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can buy security, and that's something that I think is the most important thing to finding your identity is security. Like,
yeah.
Like, a lot of...
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, cannot, like, come, like... like be open about their sexuality or their gender identity because they don't have the financial autonomy to not answer to somebody. Like their parents are like, I'm going to kick you out if you're gay.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you, I'll pay my own rent.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people don't have the freedom to do that.
Yeah, it's not a fix all solution having money, but it is something that alleviates a lot of stress.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
being a girl boss is a one way to get there. Yes, if you want to get there. So I guess in this video, she's basically saying that being a girl boss is all up here.
Oh, yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah.
Which I think we've kind of elaborated on. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We're all on the same page in that sense.
We're aligned.
Yeah. We're aligned. We're here. So it says, this first comment says, hell yes to this definition of a girl boss, which is just being, I guess, being confident in what you want, who you are, and like what you're going to do in life.
Yeah.
Which is like freeing for anybody, I would
say. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It gives you purpose, direction, and that makes anybody feel confident. And
yeah.
Go through life confidently, I would say.
Yeah, I think that being a, like, yeah, I agree.
Well put. And so this next one says, love this, girls supporting girls. I think girls supporting girls is good to an extent. I support women's rights and I also support women's wrongs.
Period.
They can't do anything wrong in my eyes. Maybe sometimes, but most of the time, I'm sure it's fine.
Most of the time, it's always fine.
Yeah, a man breeds wrong and I'm all, see, told you. I told you they're all like this. They're all terrible. I told you guys. But a woman could literally kill somebody and I'm like, listen, we all make mistakes. We can't hold our past against each other. How can we ever
We learn, you know?
We learn.
We fall,
grow,
we get back up.
We evolve.
You know, we go bankrupt to make the money back.
Fall down 9 times, get up 10.
Yeah, period.
That's what I think about. But that only applies to women.
Yeah.
And women identifying people. Yeah. Okay, so for this next video, this is a man, right? Walking around, trying not to laugh. There's like a remix of, I think that it's that sound on TikTok that's like California Girls by Katy Perry, but it's to the Darth Vader sound from Star Wars, which I'm pretty sure I'm familiar with. And he said, this is what girl bossing sounds like to me, which I guess is kind of funny. But since it's a man, I'm not going to laugh openly. I'm not going to laugh publicly. But on the inside, maybe I chuckled a little bit. But he, I saw this first comment says, so basically successful women are villains in a man's eyes. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
not like, confident men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible men.
Yeah. I think that what constantly gets misconstrued about being a girl boss is that like it's like taking from somebody else.
Yeah.
Or like righting the wrongs, again, giving 110% while men are giving 50. It's not, it's empowerment, it's sentiment, it's gender neutral. It is something that like you can just like a mindset you strive for, it's empowerment. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, the girls who get it, and the girls who don't, like, or the guys who don't. Like, period. Like,
yeah, literally, the girl bosses that don't.
Yeah.
So I think, too, yeah, that's so true. And I also think it's also, anytime you do anything that upsets the patriarchy or shakes the table even a little bit, they're not going to like it.
Yeah.
Men
who
feel like they derive all their power from women directly, they're not going to like anything you do. It doesn't matter what you do. Whether you're like literally being like a CEO or running like a Fortune 500 or you're selling lashes or baked treats, it really doesn't matter. They're going to make fun of you no matter what.
Yeah.
So you might as well do whatever the you want.
Yeah. I mean, like, also, I think that like a girl boss is not just running your own business. Like a stay-at-home mom who's like raising children is girl boss. She's working a full-time job. I'm sorry that it's not like a salary job to you. Like it's hard work and it's harder than most salary jobs, I would say.
Yeah. I've seen videos of women saying like, this is a day of me being a stay-at-home mom with 6 kids just sitting on my lazy ass all day. And it's literally from dusk till sunset.
Work.
This bitch is doing nothing but taking care of kids.
A lot
all
of it
day.
Is manual labor too.
No, truly.
Like cleaning,
backbreaking like, labor.
Oh my gosh. Cooking. Like especially when you have multiple children, like and each child is different, like requires different, like needs to be met. And having worked in child care, like hardest job I ever had, most fulfilling job I ever had.
Really?
Yeah, I love children. I nannied for like since I was 16. I nannied all 3 years, like in college in the city, for 3 little boys. Yeah. I nannied for Olympic athletes, and like just child care is hands on at all times, 110% dialed in, and you're like watching out for somebody else's life. A
no,
lot of
like
times.
Truly, you're keeping them alive.
Oh my god, in the city, I'm like holding them by their shirt. I'm like, please, the cars are coming, bro. Like, please don't go into traffic. Like, this is liability. Like.
No, truly.
But when I was working at like a finance startup, I was like. on my laptop, on my phone with the kids, I was like, holy shit, you almost set this shit on fire. Oh wait, no, I didn't
no,
say
that's fine. Yeah, cussing's fine.
Yeah, but oh my god, childcare, it paid just as much as a childcare in the city, working in the city pays very well.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Yeah, it's hard work, man. I think anything women do. I've made a video about this in the past, like, long time ago, but, like, when men make fun of women doing anything entrepreneurial, whatever it is, I'm talking, like, tangible shit. Like, if she sells lashes or she does, like, dip treats or something, like, whatever is stereotypically a female thing, men are so quick to make fun of it. As if they don't walk around talking about crypto all the time.
Dogecoin. Like something that's not even tangible.
And
like
if something that's not saying, even like tangible. Something that I'm convinced is Monopoly money. Like I literally once talked about NFTs. I said, don't explain them to me because I don't care. Don't explain them to me. I don't care. As far as I know, you're just drawing pictures and selling them for millions of dollars. That's all I hear in my head.
Can we please like talk about how like, you know, men love to like shit on women for cooking and baking and whatever. When all the Michelin star chefs are men.
Yeah.
The top of the industry is always men.
Yeah.
All the like really recognizable painters from the past 100 years are men.
Yeah.
Warhols, like Jackson Pollock's, like women painting them. Oh my God, that's so funny.
They're
bro.
Like, that's so girly.
Cute. Like,
yeah, that's so,
but the top
of feminine,
every industry, even if it's a feminine industry, is men.
Yeah.
Why? Y'all want all the profits yet none of the scrutiny. Like,
well, and then you also think too, like how many women did they step on or over
on to the
like
necks
get,
of them?
Yeah, no, truly to like be the one. Because who knows? Like, have you heard that thing about how, who was it? Albert Einstein, I think his wife was doing most of his work for him.
Behind every strong man is an even stronger woman.
Yeah.
And you like, just don't see her.
Is the girl boss.
Yeah.
Behind every man is the girl boss.
Yeah.
Every single time. So when I see them talk about, like, they try to make fun of girls who sell things, I'm like, at least this bitch is on her grind.
Yeah,
what are you doing besides posting pictures of yourself on the internet? Like, all my life I had to fight that type of shit. Like, literally, you're like, they were preying on my downfall. Yeah. You're posting pictures of that?
100 emoji, like, water sign fist, like, the area code from area code.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, they're posting that, and then she's like, oh, yeah, like, I started this business, and everyone's like, oh, how lame. How so incredibly lame.
Oh, my God, bro, like, I could get into this. So, basically, like, I came out as bisexual, have dated men the majority of my life, started this career and dated men in the conception of my career for a bit, and all of them want a girl boss. They all want a girl who goes to college and works for herself and is empowered until they actually get a girl boss, and then they grow to resent it. Always they grow to resent that you make more than them, that you have say, that you have like valid thought process, and that you're intelligent and articulate. And all the men I dated, again, this is my experience, I can't speak for all men, but I will, like, they all want a girl boss until they have a girl boss, and they resent it. They grow to resent it. And I'm at this point in my life now with how empowered I am in my career and how much I love myself, that I would never subject myself to that again. And even though I am bisexual, I do not foresee myself dating a man anytime soon because of how much I respect myself. And I cannot.
And that's tea, honestly.
I can't let that energy in. Sorry.
I mean, honestly, that's tea. And I guarantee you many, many, many women have very similar stories to that.
Yeah.
But I've talked about that too, like this dichotomy of like, well, you can't just sit around and like this fallacy they all have that like women are after their money. And I always think, well, babe, like gold digger, like you need to have gold first. Like, how can I can't dig something you don't have. Like, also, and I also think too, women who seek money from men are very open and upfront about it. Like, it's an exchange of goods at that point. It's like a trade off. Like, he gets to have her because she's hot. And she gets money.
I don't get the shame behind sex work and also being a gold digger. I mean, again,
me
like, money.
That's a girl boss. You want to talk about girl boss?
Oh, that is a gold digger is a girl boss.
Yeah,
like, as she should be, because we as women want a seat at the table.
I'm
going to take every way I can.
Yes.
And if it's your money, like,
it's not my fault you're easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not my fault.
Also, like, why'd you acquire that currency? So you get the hot girl and the cool car. And so she
and,
wants
like,
the same thing.
Literally, men with, not to defend them, but like men with actual money. Money, don't give a shit.
No.
They don't care. They're like, gold dig me, babe. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
They're old and lonely and they want the companionship. Have you heard about like sugar babies? Sugar babies, that's girl bossing too, right?
It is very much so girl bossing.
Yeah, and have you heard like sometimes they don't do anything sexual. They literally just like hang out.
But also like,
it's like companionship.
These sugar babies or like a lot of them are just like, young women or any women, period, you know how many hours they put into their look, their body? Yeah. They are meticulous. They bring to the table hours of labor on their personal look so that yeah. you will want to invest in them.
Literally.
They work. And it's you just don't
like,
see it.
It's just so like she looks at you. And that's a girl boss if I've ever heard one. Period. You're literally paying her so she pays attention to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like you're mad because you got God is what it sounds like. It sounds like you're pissed.
Yeah. I mean, like, the same thing could be said with therapy. Like, you are paying somebody to listen to you and, like, be observant with you and be there with you. This is a form of therapy and sometimes even sex therapy. Like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that's why I think, too, like, they'll say all this shit about how, like, women, you know, chase money, blah, 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 blah. But then when women make more money, they have a problem with that, too. I'm like, you don't win either way. Like,
so pressed.
Women can't win for losing. So just, like, be a girl boss is what I say. Like, make more money all the time is what I say.
Period.
Who cares? Yeah. My dad literally, like, was like, my dream is to be a stay-at-home dad. Like, I don't want to work anymore. I just want to be at home.
Yeah.
I want to be at home. I want to hang out with my kids. I want to clean the house, clean the pool. Like, my dad's, like, such a dad. He's like, if I could just be here forever, that'd be cool with me.
Yeah.
And my mom would be out girl bossing her way through the world. My dad's like, that's cool. I don't give a shit. My boyfriend says the same thing. At this point, I'm going to retire him. So he's like, sounds good to me. You let me know.
I love that. Yeah.
You let me know when I don't have to go to work anymore.
Oh, my gosh. For me, it was like, living in the city and dating all these men who are like a lot older than me and mm-hmm. they paid for everything. And it was exactly what my parents wanted for me. Right. And mm-hmm. it was supposed to be the best thing ever. And I just always felt indebted to somebody. Like I always felt like I owed them something or I wasn't good enough. And I had to like, oh my God, bro, I would be with these guys. We wake up in the morning. I'm like, let me make your bed for you before we go. Why was I making this man's bed? Why was I making his bed after I let him have access to this?
She's like, listen, we've all grown and changed.
I had access to this and I'm making your bed. I'm not your mother. Like, and they're like, oh my God, Victoria's the best. Like, she makes my bed and she cooks. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's so
was
funny.
Was it like, is it a philosopher like Freud?
Yeah.
Freud would have a field day with that. Yeah. Like,
sometimes they do want a mom.
Oh, they always and want
like,
a mom.
Ew? Ew.
Yeah, I'm not a mom.
No, hell no, I'm not your mom. I said, based off that mug, you didn't come out of my cooter, that's for sure. That's for damn sure you didn't come out of my coochie, I'll tell you that much.
But it was like having to feel like I owed them something always because they were paying or like they were just more like
well, it's
financial.
A power dynamic that they're exerting over you too, which you don't realize until you're out of it.
To shift the scales though and to have like dated people who I was more successful than and like could take care of was the most empowering thing I ever did in my life. And I understand like wanting to be a sugar mommy now because like to see somebody else succeed on your own dime is like great. Be like period, like I'm making my money work for itself by investing in the person that I'm into.
Is that your love language, gift giving?
All of them. But I love giving gifts and I also like love like I don't know like investing like investing is a passion of mine and investing into the people in my life and seeing their happiness grows my happiness.
I love that too.
So like y'all are so mad about gold diggers and sugar babies and sugar mommies, like I think it's great. Like
would you if you were one of them though? That's what I said. If you were a sugar baby,
if you could, would you?
Yeah,
and you would.
And you would. And you would do it for a check, too, is what I say. Once again, we come back to it again. I think we also mentioned that I guess there was a study done or something like that about why men fear women being in power or positions of power, taking over the world, that kind of thing. And it's because they know at the end of the day that they would get treated the way that they treat us.
Yeah.
And they just can't have that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with racism. That's the same thing. Like, well, that's that's why they're racist too, because they fear the repercussions of what they've done to others for centuries.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as in that sense. But I also think too, like one time I did a video about this, he's like, what if this guy was literally like with his whole chest, what if men treated women the exact same way women treated men? And I was literally like, did you wake up an hour ago? Like that, are you talking about like shit? Because y'all been doing that. Like, is this your first day on planet Earth? I'm so confused. Have you never met another human before in your life?
I am friends with so many trans men in New York City. Mm-hmm. And having led a life as a female facing individual and transitioning and now taking up space as a man is the most jarring experience for a lot of them, and seeing like the shift in the power dynamic and the way you're treated just walking down the street and like the space you can take up and the things you can say, like just hearing their experience is like baffling to me, because all these men are speaking from never having walked a day in my shoes.
Yeah, literally.
A day in any woman's shoes.
Yeah.
And to be close with people who have experienced both sides of it and also the adversity of being trans. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That adds a whole nother layer.
Oh, yeah.
Of oppression.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's... you could equate it to like culture shock. It's like, mm-hmm. it's just completely different. I think all the time, like, what if I didn't have the daily fears I have consistently being a woman? Like, what would my life be like? Probably really freeing. Like, if I didn't have to worry about locking my car as soon as I got in it, going anywhere by myself, wearing headphones when I walk out of the house by myself, being home alone, like, letting people know I'm home alone sometimes. Yeah. Like, all of that shit would be gone. Can you imagine, like, just safety alone?
The number one comment I get on my videos of me working out or going on runs, they're like, how do you feel safe alone? How do you wear those big headphones and not fear for your safety? How do you live in New York City and not fear for your safety? And it's not that I don't fear for my safety. I've had my safety compromised so many times that I'm desensitized to it. Where if it happens, it happens. What can I really do except fight? And that's why I work out a lot of times, or like that's why I like force myself to be alone a lot of times, because I'm like, I won't let anybody strip me of my individualism.
Yeah, like the free, like it's like almost holding you hostage.
I don't want to live in fear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I have been so lucky to not have like had that happen to me on the street and stuff like that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen on a daily basis, and it does.
Yeah.
To many women.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if I were them and I was someone who's actively working against women, like trying to constantly punch down and oppress them, I'd be afraid too if the roles were reversed, right? And I even said in that video, when I responded to that guy, I said, why don't we just switch them then and let's see what happens?
Yeah.
Let's see how you feel.
Yeah.
Let's take it for a ride. If you don't think women aren't oppressed, these are the same men who say all the time that there is no difference between the way we're treated and the way they're treated. They say that constantly.
Yeah.
So I always think to myself, I'm like, then what's the problem? Let's switch it then.
It's also the same people who like have problems with like affirmative action and try to like sum up like minorities in the workplace as diversity hires. And it's like, wow, you are so angry that somebody else can be at the exact same table as you and look different from you.
I just can't imagine.
Oh my gosh.
I think that all the time. I always think, especially when it comes to like switching up your verbiage, like being cognizant of pronouns, like things like that, using gender neutral terms to just be cognizant of everybody in the
room.
Inclusive,
yeah.
Yeah, be so much more inclusive and aware, right? It's just being aware of it. I always think if that's like the biggest issue you have, like that's such a hard sell to you, you must be constantly being a bigot. Like you must be firing on all cylinders.
It's a choice to be ignorant.
You must be truly actively trying to oppress people all the fucking time. If that's like a huge problem for you, you're like, that's gonna ruin my everyday like vernacular. Is it? Like just like being
first off,
aware?
Like a lot of these people like don't know they're there and theirs. So like you're so oppressed about language when you can't even use the language properly to begin with. That is ungendered.
And that's why we say girl boss is not. There's no gender to it.
No, it's empowerment. It's a state of being. And also the fact that it's not like woman boss. Like, come on. Give me something, a crumb.
Well, that's why they made it a girl boss. They're trying to make it a meme.
We didn't make girl boss. Yeah. They made girl boss.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you have a problem with it, it's because of you.
So we flipped it. That's why I said we flipped
the switch.
Uno reverse. That's why. And I think too. Like,
hold on, you on you.
That's a genderless term. And so is bitch. So I always say. Some people are like, why do you call women bitch? I remember this Ice-T tweet. Did you ever see that?
No.
Where he's like, I don't call women bitches. I call bitches bitches.
I know that.
That's me.
Somebody said to me, they were like, just because you're bi doesn't mean you can call women bitches. And I'm like, no. Yeah. We call bitches bitches.
Yeah, and I call myself a bitch. So that's what I'm saying. It's a genderless term. And most of the time, 99% of the time, I'm calling a man a bitch. So
the thing is that, again, gender is fluid. Sexuality can be fluid. Gender is a construct. Yeah. Language is a construct. Language is gendered by us. Language does not have
truly.
To be gendered.
That's why I think that all
individuals
the time.
Don't need to be gendered.
That's
you can be non-binary. Like,
let it be that we call bitches bitches.
And girl bosses, girl bosses.
Yeah, there you go. There's two people in this world, a girl boss or a bitch.
Yeah,
Which one do you want to be?
Yeah. Literally, does not matter your gender.
It doesn't matter. You could be one or the other. You choose. That's literally up to you.
Facts.
Okay, so this next comment says, walking from the scene in a tight dress with a hand on her hip while the world explodes behind her. I guess it's like, he said this is what girl bossing sounds like to me. And that's like,
it sounds pretty great.
I know. Like, cool.
Yeah, walking from
I think
seat.
That was supposed to be a hateful comment, but I was like, that sounds good to me.
Yeah. Y'all love Top Gun. It sounds like Top Gun.
Well, yeah. I was just about to say like something with Tom Cruise. So I was probably thinking of Top Gun. Okay. And this one says Hermione on her way to punch Draco. I mean, period. Hermione, you want to talk about girl boss?
Yeah.
I was going to say the brains behind the operation of that entire
Not
trio.
Not enough credit is given where credit is due.
Give Hermione her flowers. Yeah, yeah. They were running off her and her alone. Are you kidding me? Anyways, okay, so that's all the videos we have. But to sum it up, what would you want people to know importantly? Like, is the most important thing about being a girl boss?
I think that view people as three-dimensional individuals. You are not, like, just how much you make or what you bring to the table physically or the way you sound or what other people mm-hmm. think of you. You are a three-dimensional individual. Think complexly? Think in complexities?
Yeah. Perfect. And then also, you could always be a girl boss. Or you could be a bitch.
It's you're a girl boss you. Or you're a bitch? Which one would you like to be?
Yeah, it's just like that saying that's like, you live, sometimes you crank that Soulja Boy, sometimes that Soulja Boy cranks you. That's the same situation. I think being a girl boss more than anything is a mentality.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then obviously, because skill you can acquire. You can always teach yourself how to do something. Yeah. You can teach yourself how to be financially literate. You teach yourself how to save and all of that stuff if you talk to the right people and learn the right things. But, like, it's all up here.
You can also, like, teach yourself not to be a bigot, so.
Yeah, that's very true. That's at the, do there, that first.
First
of being a girl boss, unlearn all the bullshit that you were taught when you were brought into this world. That's the first.
Work it backwards for me. Run it backwards.
Yeah, start from zero and then build from there.
And the thing is that, like, I think that I've seen TikToks where people I saw this TikTok from Polo Boy. Do you know Polo Boy?
Yeah.
And he was basically saying, like, he was on this incel side of TikTok for a little bit, and it was very convincing to him for a little bit. And he's like, it was a choice to, like, find good information and good sentiment and good speakers to listen to.
Yeah.
All those men that hate you listening to this, you can start over. It's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
You can unlearn all of that.
And this,
and as much as you may hate you or me, something could have struck a chord. And maybe ruminate on that. Maybe think about that.
That's why I'm saying, hey, believe it or not, is an emotion.
And
if I made you feel something,
you might love
yourself,
me.
That's what I say. Ask yourself why. What did I make you feel? Yeah. Why did you feel upset by that? Yeah. I think I'm like, it's much more nuanced than you think.
Yeah.
It's not my face that upset you, although it could be. But I think more so it's what I said. And then on top of that, my face upsets you on top of that. I think that just doesn't help. When you're already upset, of course, you're going to, like, reach for shit like that. But I also think, too, like, I've had men message me before and tell me, like, it's the most backhanded shit because, like, they're for
the life of them. I used to hate you.
Yeah, I used to hate you. They'll say, like, I used to really, really hate your videos. I used to talk so much shit on you. But then I started, like, wore him down to the point where he was watching every single one of my videos. And then he's like, then I realized I was the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
It's also like, be careful what you consume because like listening to so much, like, you know, like it can like subconsciously really change you. And like, if you're consuming one side of the story, not the other, like listen to women as much as you listen to men. And that is the issue, is that you are not listening to women.
No, truly. And you're listening to men talk about women.
Oh my God. From no female experience.
Yeah. And that's not the same thing. I say this is just like a very rudimentary way of looking at it, but like, why would you ask a dude with no bitches how to get bitches? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you ask him? He don't know. He doesn't know, babe. He's single, divorced, alone, and bald. Why would you ask him? He doesn't have the words. He doesn't have the advice. He can't do it for you, babe.
There's not a foot to stand on.
Yeah, like. No, truly, he's operating from
the blind
nothing.
Leading the blind. No, like, I'm sorry.
It like. Truly is. It's not a good look.
Help yourself, help me.
And on that same note, when you do bare minimum shit, don't expect to be cheered on by me, babe.
All the guys who are like, I don't hit women. I don't call women bitches. Why don't girls like me? Like, I'm a nice guy. What else? You're doing the bare minimum. What else?
Like, I can't even tell you. Like, I've had women tell me this where they're like, you should make a video about this guy because, like, he's good. And then I go, and first of all, that's not what my platform is. Well, I would hope so, considering all the garbage I see on here.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, that's not what I built my platform on, one. And two, I go and watch it, and it's like, ladies, you shouldn't be ashamed of your stretch marks. That's it? Bitch, the bar is in hell. Raise it. I literally say, take that out of there.
Where was the origin of the shame, though? You, men.
No, truly.
Like, literally, it didn't come from me.
Talk to your brothers. I say, like, talk to your peers, babe. Like, who made you feel that way? This way, when I make height jokes or hairline jokes, who made you feel like that's not something you should have, a quality you should have? You should be big and strong and manly and never cry. Who made you feel that way? Not me.
You did.
That's why I said, look in the mirror.
And you're so mad over women, like, being able to express their emotions and cry and, like, like, well, is it because you can't? And why can't you? Because
and what's wrong with that?
Because you pull the you on you.
Like. That's truly how to be a girl boss. You got to be empathetic and open-minded, right? Yeah, which are the two main qualities.
Unlearn and relearn and start from somewhere. Like, you can be bad to be good.
I literally have had to tell women, I'm like, stop tagging me in this bare minimum ass shit because I'm not making videos about it. Oh, you want me to congratulate a fish for swimming? Like, a literal dude said, like, I would never hit a woman. Well, I would hope not. Like, you wouldn't want a Medal of Honor for that?
Treat others the way you want to be treated. Like, are we 10 years old again? Like, I'm sorry. It's
that's
not
what I'm saying.
Deep.
You're going to treat me like shit. I'm going to treat you like shit, but times a million. I'm just going to have an audience of 7 million people to watch it. So I hope you're cool. I always say, every time you say something about me and I see it, I hope your feelings are made out of vibranium because you're going to need it, bitch. That's what I think.
Period.
All the time.
Period.
And at the end of the day, that's called being a girl boss.
Period.
That's what I would say.
With and the you're girl being boss. A bitch and we're being a girl boss.
So. While you're doing that, we're being a girl boss.
Yeah. Keep on bitching.
Okay, well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for
I'm
having
so
me.
I'm so happy to have you.
Great.
Where can everybody find you?
Victoria Paris on everything. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Do you have anything exciting you want to tell everyone about?
Anything exciting. It's Pride Month.
It sure is. Happy Pride.
Happy first
to
day
everybody.
Of Pride Month.
I know. It's the first day of Pride when we're filming this.
Yeah.
I don't know when it will go up, but it's the first day of Pride today.
Yeah.
Happy Pride. So
happy Pride.
You can't be mean to Victoria this entire month.
No.
Otherwise, it's
gay
a hate
rights!
Crime. Otherwise, it's a hate crime. That's what that was me all last month. I was like, you guys can't be mean to me. It's Pacific Islander Awareness Month.
I saw somebody do a video. Basically, she was saying that y'all looked alike. And somebody was like, not you thinking this white woman looks like Drew. She's Latina. And they're like, first off, Drew's Pacific Islander. And what do you think I am?
No, literally. That's why I was like, all love to my Latin girlies. But I'm not. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not Latin, but I do love y'all. I have all the space in the world
when
for
I first started TikTok, my mom's Puerto Rican. And people were like, my Latinx queen.
Like, you're all maybe chill with that. You're all they're gonna get mad at me.
Yeah, it's giving white passing.
Like, we'll just leave that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Victoria. I love you.
Thank you for having me.
Me and Victoria have been besties forever. So
since the big ice cube days.
We've literally been jerking each other off for the longest. And this is the first time we've met in real life.
I know, bro. The two hardest bitches to pin down. Literally.
No,
like,
truly.
I was like, you wanna hang out? And it's like, yeah.
And then we just
I just sit in my room and I make my videos.
I've done the same thing. Yeah. We do that all the that's why I love you.
Yeah.
Because you get me.
Mutual respect.
That's called being a girl boss, let me tell you.
All love.
All love to all the girl bosses. Thank you all for joining us today on this episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to watch full episodes drop, they drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also stream the Comment Section Show on all streaming platforms. But if you want to watch the episode, make sure you subscribe to the Pastor Reg on YouTube channel, and you can stream anywhere you listen to your podcast. Thanks for joining us today. Bye.
And don't be a bitch.